the selection of articles for our papers. Words of counsel in regard to the publication and sale of books. Letters have come to me with inquiries regarding the publication of books, asking whether there was not danger of placing before the people many things which do not relate to the truths so important to us as a people. I have been instructed that the common stories put into book form are not essential to our well-being. The world is flooded with this class of literature, and the fact that such books find a ready sale is by no means evidence that they are the books which should be circulated. The passion for stories is bringing into existence many thousands of worthless books, which are as hay, wood, and stubble. These books are written by those whose minds have been educated to run in a channel of romance. Everything that the imaginative mind can think of is woven into the book and presented to the world as mental food. But very often it has no food value. What is the chaff to the wheat? We do not need novels, for we are dealing with the stern realities of life. Cheap, worthless romances are not to be advertised or sold by our publishing houses. Many of the books now offered for sale are not after God's order. There might have been a time when the sale of these books would have been more seemly, but we are now altogether too near the close of this earth's history to keep before the attention of the people a class of books which do not contain the message which our people need. Draw their attention to books treating on practical faith and godliness. Cleanse and sanctify the camp. There is an abundance of books which will give light to the world. I cannot understand why our papers should contain so many notices of books unessential for this time. Plenty of such books can be obtained in all bookstores. Why not draw the minds of the people to subjects relating to the words of eternal life? Why not make an effort to obtain communications, simple, real, and true, from our workers in all parts of the world? God calls for this class of reading. We have no time to devote to commonplace things, no time to waste on books which only devote to commonplace things, no time to waste on books which only amuse. The matter published in our papers should be such as will help those who read it. The space in these papers should be devoted to the publication of living, earnest matter, which concerns the salvation of the soul. Will our brethren consider this matter and keep hay, wood, and stubble out of our papers? The work of ministers and writers is to prepare a people to meet God. The standard of truth has been lowered in the dust. Family religion, family holiness, is now to be honored as never before. As a sanctifier, reprover, and comforter, the Holy Spirit is to do the work essential for this time. If ever a people needed to walk before God as did Enoch, Seventh-day Adventists need to now, showing their sincerity by pure words, clean words, words full of sympathy, tenderness, and love. But it is not to end here. There are times when words of reproof and sharp rebuke are called for. Those who are out of the right way need more than soft words to bring them back. Moral renovation must take place in every heart, else souls will perish in their sins. If we brought the instruction contained in the 12th chapter of Romans into the practical life, we would be true believers. Those whose faith is spurious will show by their daily exhibition of character that they are not true Christians. Those who have put on Christ are transformed by the renewing of their minds. By their own experience, they prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ellen G. White.